Compassion is highly commended in many treatises, and its importance cannot be overemphasized. Chandrakirti paid rich tribute to compassion, saying that it was essential in the initial, intermediate, and final stages of the path to enlightenment. Even after enlightenment, it is compassion that induces the Buddhas not to abide in the blissful state of complacent nirvana. It is the motivating force enabling the Buddhas to enter non-abiding nirvana and actualize the truth body, which represents fulfillment of your own purpose, and the form body, which represents fulfillment of the needs of others. Thus, by the power of compassion, Buddhas serve the interests of sentient beings without interruption for as long as space exists. This shows that the awakening mind of Bodhicitta remains crucial even after achieving the final destination. Kamalashila's reference to another treatise by Chandrakirti supports the validity of this thesis, and also has the advantage of helping to persuade his audience. Generally, in the Buddhist tradition, philosophical views do not have to be proved by scriptural authority alone. In fact, individuals must rely primarily on logic and reasoning to gain faith and conviction in the philosophy. Objects of knowledge can be broadly classified as obvious phenomena, partially concealed phenomena, and completely concealed phenomena. There is no need to use logic to prove the existence of obvious phenomena. We can experience and understand them directly, and thus ascertain their existence. Since partially concealed phenomena cannot be ascertained through direct experience, they need to be established by applying logic. The object of analysis is then understood by inferential cognition based on experience. Several lines of reasoning may be necessary to achieve the purpose.